No, not just the nose. The rest of you looks better, too.
I wasn't very better yesterday.
It's the black.
Huh?
It's the black. It enhances you.
Romans 7.
Romans 7, that's a new sound.
Romans 7 culminates everything that has been said. And it's the departure from hopefully being under the dominion of self and dominion of sin. And it hopefully makes it very, very clear if you have ears to hear. If you're tired of the dominion of self, then what happened to Ronnie?
I don't know.
Something going that way with a bucket of
materials.
Oh. Anyway, the last verse of 6 is, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Remember that the way that the better translation of the way it should be stated is it's the gift of God is life eternal in Christ Jesus, the Lord of all of us. In other words, the emphasis is on the life, because the wages of the sin person is dead. Now, if you hear that, if you don't read Romans 7 by keeping it independently and thinking about what does this mean, you'll understand that it was talking about the death of your you-ness, your ego, yourself. And then it goes on. Know you not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband become dead or be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Wherefore, my brethren, you also are become dead to the law by the body of Christ, that you should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. The use of the woman married to a husband is perfect here, if you can see it. And that's why, as long as you're going to continue giving breath to self, giving importance to what self is doing, then you're continually raising this evil one from his deadly head wound. You're breathing life into him. And it goes on and on and on and on. But once you can see that you were buried because you died at the cross, now you're buried in baptism. So you can't have it both ways. You can't be married to Christ and married to the law. You can't be, and you're dead. Do you understand this? I don't believe you do.
You know what I find when I hear you say it and I try to understand it, I don't. But if I don't try to understand it, I do. It's kind of my mind can't grasp the.
Well, your mind will not accept that it is the instead of Christ, the Antichrist.
Yeah.
So you have dominion. You can command your soul to be at rest at any given time. That's the authority that you have. It's about the only piece of authority. But you love to muse and love to consider and love to have sweet thoughts and love to project into the future, Ronnie. And you love to project into the future until it causes you trouble.
We could have used that at another time.
What?
We could have used that at a more appropriate time.
Well, I didn't decide to. It just sort of came out. You've been rendered from God's perspective, your Eunice, you've been rendered inoperative, useless, without purpose. You can't fix it.
Amen. That's why it's so hard to fix, and you have to keep trying because it can't really be done. It's so much harder.
That really cleared it up.
Gary, you're doing it again.
Oh, I just commented in the words.
Huh?
It's just,
you know,
the old saying, work harder, not smarter.
Yeah, that's a saying around the poker field.
Yeah.
Wherefore, my brethren, you also are become dead. Are become as the not to. You have been made dead. You have been put to death. It's a violent word. It's in the aorist tense. It means it has a past completed action that has present results. The violence is you're dead. You have become dead. You didn't become dead when you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior. You didn't become dead when you thought you finally became a Christian. You didn't. You were born dead. Does that compute at all? There's been somebody masquerading as you your entire life. Oh, but no, that's not true. That can't be true. There can't be somebody been masquerading as me. Do you really?
Does this only make sense to the born again, to the ones of seed? I know the spirit, the seed is all.
And it makes sense to anybody with integrity. You know why?
No.
Because any fool can see the emptiness and futility of their efforts. You can just look at history, look at life, look at the news, look at anything. That's why the axe has been laid to the root of the tree. There is no more life from God's perspective in the human race except in the Son. But if you continue to push, to continue to plan, to continue to do all the things that have brought you nothing thus far, then you're going to continue to bring forth wind, as it were. Go to Isaiah 26. Verse 10. Let favor be showed to the wicked one, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord, And Lord, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Lord, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Lord our God, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. In other words, do you understand what that says? By thee only will we make mention of thy name. Do you understand that other lords besides him have had dominion over you for your entire life? Now, but now by thee only will we make mention of thy name. In other words, there is never a situation which isn't from the hand of God. There is never a deal that can happen. There's never anything can happen to you except by the hand of God. And its purpose is to do two things, to reveal either idolatry or guilt. If you have idolatry or guilt, then I promise you, you will spend 1 second on the mercy seat and instantly you will run over to the judgment seat. You have to. Now, can you see how this happens on a day-to-day basis? Some stimulus happens. Something happens that you don't like. Instantly, you run to the judgment seat. Why? Because you don't still believe that by thee only will we make mention of thy name. Is it any? So therefore, you everything is finished. Everything is perfect. Every knee is bowing. Every tongue is confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord. They don't know they're doing it. You've been perfected by one offering, by your senses. You will never know that. You will continue the constant, incessant self-realization, self-improvement. Oh, you're getting better. Oh, you're doing better. Oh, so-and-so, you're doing better. If I can say that somebody else is doing better, then I can believe that I'm doing better.
Can't know him by those wonderful devices that we put so much stock into, but we try.
Okay, now listen. These voices, other lords besides thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them. And made all, or what it says in the Hebrew is, made even their memory to perish unless you resurrect him constantly. What? You're doing it. Now you're doing the Gary dance. I'm trying to not.
I went someplace Friday off campus.
You have a pass.
But kind of a place I used to hang around. And I was astounded. I felt like somebody coming in out of the wilderness into Babylon. Because everybody, I can see, I can feel the acting. And it made me think it must have been like what it was like when you walked into Brimstone and we met.
Yeah,
75 years ago or whatever it was. I mean, it was just patently obvious. There it was. It was like going to a circus, really. And there, people were juggling and other people were riding elephants and they all had makeup. It's just unbelievable.
When I walked into Brimstone, I had just before that, not too long before that, gone to the publisher of the book had me go to this the Christian Booksellers Association. I think it was in New Jersey. Anyway, I think it was Atlantic City. Anyway, I walked in. I could not bear it. I walked over to where they wanted me to sign the, and sign autographs and talk to people. And I walked over to that place, and I just got so sick I couldn't even. And I said, I can't do this, and I walked out. Well, that's the same way I felt when I walked into Harry and Harry's little office. It was because, and what's troubling to it is that Carl Stone and I had become friends, and he was coming to Bible study, and he was relatively real. And I went back into that environment, and there was Carl. And what's his name?
Larry
Gebrant, who Carl and Larry were coming to Bible study, and I went back in there. But when they were in that conference room, there was Carl and Larry. I didn't even recognize them because they were all doing the dance. It's the same way I feel about small talk. What the hell is it about? It's about a bunch of nothing. Oh, but it's just being polite. No, it's not. It's like a circle jerk. Oh, and then I'm going to talk about this, and I'm going to talk about that, and oh, isn't that sweet? And without even missing a beat, pretty soon you're talking about other people. Without even missing a beat, you don't even realize it. You said that's probably why I don't get invited to parties, but
that's why I don't get invited to the office.
Man, that really hurts my feelings. But listen now. Listen to this next verse. They are dead. All these lords, these voices that have been controlling you, and these, oh, they're such sweet thoughts, and oh, I just look, I can just... They are dead. They shall not live. They are decreased. They shall not rise. Are deceased, I mean. Therefore hast thou visited them and destroyed them and made all or even their memory to perish unless you resurrect it. Lord, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs. So have we been in thy sight, O Lord. We have been with child, and we have been in pain, but we have, as it were, brought forth wind. That's all that has ever taken place with all your wonderful dreams and ambitions and ideas about everything. You brought forth, and this is, it's wind without any oxygen in it. Or do you really think that you're doing something? What?
I agree with you completely. I mean, that's my experience.
Does anybody else want to defend what you've been doing? Gary? I have a feeling you want to defend something.
There's two ways to...
No, there's not.
Give me a break here.
I was just busting you.
Yeah, you just about to get a
break. Bad start. I mean... You're seeing whatever you're doing. You're either seeing through God's eyes, or you're seeing through self.
Or you're not seeing.
Yeah, or you're not seeing. And so the same activity might be taking place, but it's a different position that you're in.
What's all you? Because the steel curtain went up because you were applying something to self. Boom. You had some self concern. Boom. The steel curtain comes up, so all you see is it's not steel, it's silver nitrate, so all you see is a reflection of you.
How it benefits you, and whether you get hurt, whether you be glorified.
This is why, can you understand shyness, anybody? Pete, do you understand shyness?
Yep.
Shyness is such a nice virtue, it's so nice, and you're just, it's bullshit. It is, you're afraid of somebody's response to you. And so you just step, everything is carefully, and everything is stepped back. And you find yourself dancing. Well, I got to think of the right thing to say. I got to say something. No, you don't. Well, I'm just being polite. No, you're not. You're just being... know. I don't know. Anyway. We have been with, verse 18, we have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. They, thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they rise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs. And the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter into thy chambers. Shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. Now, Isaiah 27 is one of the readings for Rosh Hashanah. Did you read it yesterday? But that was the predicate to. So stop giving this beast life. Stop raising him from his deadly head wound. Well, what do I do? Well, you hide yourself in the chamber. Not that doesn't mean go into build a closet in your house. It's hide yourself in the inner chamber, in the innermost part, in the Holy of Holies. Stay there, silent if necessary. But don't just go out and make up crap to do and make up things to say and try to be. And anytime you're trying, you might as well just go shoot yourself.
This is where all those things come. Be still, sit down, wait.
Okay, the point that I want... They are dead. They shall not... They are all... These theys are all these voices in your head and all these grand things and all these images of self and all the concerns about yourself. They are dead. They shall not live. They are deceased. They shall not rise. That's the verse that ties this to what we just read in Romans 7. You have been made dead. You were made dead, or you were put to death. It's a violent word. It's not going to happen sometime in the future. Can you see why nobody understands the Bible? Because they apply it to themselves. Nobody understands the book of Revelation because what do? Well, this is what's going on in history, and this is going to happen over here, and then that's going to happen over there. Then this beast shall come up, and he's got, you know, the horror is going to sit over there, and then it's already happening. It's inside your head. That's enough for today.
This is the idea of Henry Kissinger's the Antichrist. No, Henry Kissinger's this old Jewish guy is walking around in his apartment now in a bathroom bumping into stuff. Oh, Donald Rumsfeld's the Antichrist.
He's drooling.
Donald Rumsfeld's in Ohio someplace running a grocery store. I mean, it's just weak, passing nothingness.
They're like characters in a video game.
But each possibility must be carefully explored.
At least when it gives us fodder for our Kevin Fodder Reservoir.
Jeff, what's going on?
I think at times for me it's hard to just accept everything you're saying as a truth and accept I am
dust and done.
Nothing ever that matters, amount to anything.
The only thing that matters is who you contain. And let him arise. He will not arise as long as you're trying, because of his humility. Now, if you don't know that he's there, then everything else is crap anyway. How do I find out? How do I find this habitation of the Holy One? Well, you do whatever is necessary. I think if you have any honesty, you can look at all the past experiences of your life and see they've all are dust. And then you can look at all those if-onlys and see, well, even if that had happened, it would have been dust. And then you look at all the people around you and see it's the futility and emptiness of all human life, of all human activity and stuff and things. But if you don't know that, then you've got to find that out before you can find out the truth. If you think there is life in something or doing something, then I beg of you, go do it quickly.
Yesterday there was a picture in the paper of this Mayan pyramid that at one time was the most gorgeous structure on the face of the earth, and now it's a jungle. And it's just rocks falling down because the trees have grown up and knocked the rocks apart, and it's just a jungle. But scientists know that what was there was the most beautiful thing man ever created. It's now just dirt.
It's really, this is really, really, really unbelievable. Unbelievable salvation. I mean, it's a mystery that's, you know, an issue that's beyond. It's so valuable that everything in the universe isn't worth it, and it's been given to you freely. All it takes is for you to take a look, an honest look at yourself, so you stop the act, stop trying, so you just be. And it's available to all men. Not by altar calls or by, oh, come to the Lord and you'll get fixed. That's just crap. That's not even worthy of discussing. His kingdom is not of this world. It's so far in a majesty greater than anything you can even dream of. And it's been given to you freely, and it's only your mind that's keeping you away from the fullness of it.
That verse we talked about, I think it was the other day, about your carnal mind can't conceive God. And
your carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be.
Right, it can't be. So you can't sit here and try and use the carnal mind with all your might to understand this. It will turn on you.
Well,
it won't allow.
It's.
Well, what it'll do is it'll say, "Oh yeah, well screw you. Go ahead, let the mountains fall on me. Screw you. Who are you to tell me? You made me. What's your problem?" I mean, right. That's the only thing is to say, "Come on, let the mountains fall on me. The hell with you."
Well, how often have we seen this when people were put into a corner? They'd rather do anything other than repent. That's why it says you go and hide in the clefts of the rocks. Pray for the mountain to fall upon you. Let's look at that. Revelation 16, real quick.
Seconds by saying, you know, it's unfair and I'm an abused victim and I never had a chance. It's just not right. Not my fault.
Revelation.
Not my fault.
Something.
Did you see me do it?
Yeah.
No, it's Revelation 6. I knew it had a 6 there somewhere.
6?
Revelation chapter 6. This is when you finally see that this, I saw, it's the, and I, when I saw the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see," and I saw and behold a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. That, when I saw that, was me. and all my little ideas, it almost blew my, it was just over. And then I began to read everything about, and so now, in verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth, and the moon became blood. And again, that has to happen in us before it can happen. So for me, everything became total blackness. There was nothing gave light. And the stars of heaven fell onto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken as a mighty wind. And the stars were there, just symbolize whatever was guiding you before. And again, this is going to happen, I promise you, in reality, but it has to happen in his people first. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, from him and from the wrath of the Lamb. They knew who it was. They knew what was going on. But instead of repenting, they hid themselves. And I've seen that over and over and over. I had to see it first in me. But you got to see that this book of Revelation has to happen internally in you. Then you can see.
I was thinking about John. Had you experienced that?
Oh, he did, yeah.
You know, it was like he had to go through all of that rather than just seeing a little picture of it.
No, he wouldn't know.
That's wild.
If you don't do that, then you always get back there, well, I could kick God's ass if I really wanted to. I mean, this is the last time. This is the last.
I've never had that thought.
No, that's what it is. That is what it is. Yeah, well, if I really lost my temper and swung, you'd be finished.
No, you're not. That's not about God. You've been doing it all these years. It's about me.
That's how it seems. But that's what that is. Until you do that and realize when the dust settles, holy shit, he's still there and he's still coming after me. I've done the best I can do.
Harry has told me that so many times. I've done the best I can for 30 years, and it's out left. I wonder how many times Harry's beat me up in his mind.
This morning?
Just this morning alone?
Didn't count the stars. Only the twice.
No, this, it's so neat. It's so wonderful once you can just finally accept your death. Stop giving yourself any importance whatsoever.
Zero.
What?
Zero.
Zero. Amen. All right, that's enough for today. Take a big gun.